I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline right now is Radio.com's NFL insider Ross Tucker. Ross, also the host of You Better You Bet. Make sure you check out You Better You Bet, Countdown to the Draft, airing live right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, tonight at 6 or on the radio.com app. Ross, how are you? Thanks for the time.
Doing pretty well. Thank you for asking. Hope you guys and everybody in Milwaukee are doing well as well. Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to the draft. It's nice that I actually have something on the calendar next week that's actually going to happen. I get sad when I look at our family calendar, the softball opening day and dance recital and everything's done, but except for the draft. So at least we have that.
You know, Ross, I'm looking at this draft and talking about the quarterback player. Listen, I got about 8-9 quarterbacks, and not really including the obvious, but guys like Jordan Love, Jake Fromm, James Morgan, Nate Stanley, I like a lot. I mean, I think there's some guys that Packers probably could get, you know, later on instead of usual guys that are there up front.
Yeah, well, I certainly don't think that the Packers should take a quarterback high. I know that there's some speculation that they could perhaps do that. Aaron Rodgers keeps himself in such good shape going into year two in LaFleur's system. I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers there for at least the next two or three years. So wouldn't make sense to me to take a quarterback high. A little bit later in the draft, I think, is different. There's a point where I would be okay with Jordan Love. But not in the first round.
No,
I did a couple games. Go ahead.
No, I agree. No.
Yeah, I mean, I did a couple games last year for CBS Sports Network the week after a team played Utah State. So I did a Wake Forest game after they played Utah State. He threw three picks against Wake, and it should have been two or three more. I mean, he was throwing it right to guys. And then I did the Air Force Army game, and the week before, Air Force had played Utah State. They scored 7 points against Air Force. I mean, Air Force is not the 85 Bears on defense, okay? 7 points. So not a big fan of his. I saw Stanley a couple years ago against Penn State have one of the worst games I've ever seen a college quarterback have, so I'm not a huge fan of his. The guy I like is Jake Fromm from Georgia.
Yes.
I call the U.S. Army Bowl every year for NBC, and most impressive kid I've ever met down there. I mean, you know, they get out there on the field the first day. Everybody's kind of standing around, usually wait for the coach to say something. Jake Fromm goes to the front and starts saying, guys, get up in line, get in lines by position group. And, like, he just made himself the captain. Like, he just did it. He just did it. Nobody told him to do that or anything. Then when we talked to him, you know, he was going to Georgia after Jacob Eason, the number one player in the country, the year before, was already there. And he said, I'm not worried about it. He said, look, if he's better than me, then that's good for our football team. That's good for Georgia football. I mean, he was just crazy impressive. So I like Jake Fromm.
Yeah, Ross, let me look at the wide receivers because there's a lot of them. But, you know, sometimes the Packers took three of them before and really none of them really panned out. So the guy I like, now I like to go by, Ross, the guy I've seen his games and seen tape. The other guys, you have to rely on other people, what they saw. And I know people are different, but the kid Mims from Baylor, hey, man, now, of course, the kid Alabama, Judy, or whatever, I don't think they're nowhere near going to get him because you got to be up high to get him. But what do you think about the Desmond Mims kid?
So I've yet to hear someone say that they think Desmond Mims is properly rated. Every guy I have come on any of my shows,
yes,
and I ask for overrated or underrated, he's on one of them. I mean, Denzel, it's unbelievable. Half the time someone says he's overrated. Half the time they say he's underrated. It's really fascinating. He is a polarizing guy. I guess it depends on who's doing the rating, right? But it's kind of fascinating. I will say this. Eric DaCosta, the general manager for the Ravens, I have a lot of respect for him. He said he believes that you can get a starting caliber receiver in the fifth round this year.
Wow.
You know, everybody you talk to has 30 to 40 receivers ranked as having a first two-day grade, meaning first, second, or third round. And I point that out because the Packers could easily go elsewhere in the first round and then still get a quarterback or a wide receiver, I should say, at the end of round two, at the end of round three. Maybe they even get a couple. But where they're drafting at 30, you know, if one of these stud linebackers is there, they got to really consider that. Or maybe getting the best tight end in the draft, they need to consider some of these other things with it being so good and so much depth at wide receiver.
Radio.com's NFL insider Ross Tucker joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Speaking of linebacker, I ask you about a couple of homegrown talent here in Wisconsin. First linebacker, Zach Bond. And Jonathan Taylor, where do you think, Ross, these guys are going to go come draft next Thursday?
Both guys have interesting question marks.
Yep.
You know, Bond is the only guy that I've seen so far who tested positive at the combine. Now, he didn't test positive for marijuana. He tested positive for a diluted sample, and he said, you know, it was just a lot of water hydrating. The only issue I have with that is that's everybody's doing.
LeRoy laughed. I did.
I mean, that's what everybody's doing. Like, hey, I got news for you. Everybody wants to weigh more than they really do, and everybody's hydrating so they don't pull a hamstring doing the 40. So everybody's drinking a ton of water. So that part of it always makes me laugh a little bit. I don't really know how much they care anymore. Like with the new CBA and marijuana rules, I don't know how much of an impact that has on him. I just know people really like him and his versatility, both dropping and rushing. As for Jonathan Taylor, you know, the concerns are how much will he impact the passing game and his fumbles. No one has anything negative to say about him as a runner. Physical, he's got the wheels, all of that. But first of all, every Wisconsin running back gets 1 million yards because their O line's always good and the system's so good.
Secondly,
he had a pretty high percentage of fumbles, and he doesn't really help you very much in the passing game. And it's just hard to draft those guys very high since nowadays, you know, 65% of your offense is in your sub package, you know, your extra wide receiver package, and he's likely not to be out there for that.
Tuck, last one, we'll let you get going here, but let's talk about a little about O-line play. There is some talk that Lindsley's contract is going to be up in about a year or so, and maybe they don't re-sign him. They move Jenkins over to center, then maybe Lane Taylor goes to left guard. You know, they bring in Ricky Wagner over at right tackle. Is there a possibility that the Packers look at a lineman, offensive lineman, early in this draft?
Possible, but I think it'd be more likely to be an offensive tackle. You know, I think when you look at the interior three and you have Lane Taylor, Corey Linsley, Billy Turner, Elgton Jenkins, I was unbelievably impressed with last year. I mean, he was – to go from being a college center to pass blocking as well as he did at left guard, I think he's going to be a stud, like future Pro Bowler. And you still have Lucas Patrick that's been around forever. So I think interior, they're fine. I think they need a third tackle and or somebody to push Ricky Wagner. You know, there's a reason why Ricky Wagner got released by Detroit. And I don't really like, you know, whether it's Alex Light or whoever, I don't really like their third tackle. So that would be where I would expect them to draft competition in like the second or third round.
Yeah, Ross, I know you got a scoop, but I have to ask you an industry thing real quick. Your partner on the countdown to the draft here, Nick Costos, I used to work with a guy that was an Energizer bunny like that. Just it would go on forever. What is that like in that studio with that dude?
Well, you know, obviously with the social distancing stuff, we're working remotely. But Nick and I were together at another employer for years, so I know him very well, and it is hilarious. I mean, I think he's a star. I've told him that for years. I've been telling the Entercom, Radio.com bosses that. I mean, he just has so much energy. Like, I don't know if it's the New York thing or what. Man. And for me, I love it. I mean, listen, guys, I love talking football, but I'm not getting paid by the word here. Okay? I don't get paid by the word. So if he wants to talk and go on a rant and get all excited, I'm happy. I'm in my house in Hershey, Pennsylvania, getting paid to talk about football while the New York kid goes crazy. Let's do it.
You know, he's good talent. I agree with you, Ross. He is he's just amazingly entertaining. And well, we'll have that for you tonight at 6. Ross, we appreciate the time as always. Have a good night.
Absolutely. Highly encourage everybody to check that out. Thanks for having me. Stay healthy, everybody.
There he is. Ross Tucker, Radio.com's NFL Sports Insider. Ross Tucker, make sure you check out You Better You Bet Countdown to the Draft, airing live tonight at 6 on 105.7 FM, The Fan, or on the Radio.com app. And he also joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.